Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the first episode of 2022 for the Beers and Movies podcast. This is Memo Caracheo. And today I'm not here with Eddie as we usually do. Eddie is currently or living in San Antonio now, Eduardo Vigil. But today I'm with my good buddy, Jim. Who's also my tennis captain, who's going to be my guest on today's episode.
What's up? Glad to be here.
All right. Today we are doing Click. Click, everyone, I'm pretty sure everyone has seen it, right? Like it's 06.
It's been out for a while.
06.
And Adam Sandler movies in general do big business.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So.
And as I told Jim earlier, you're required to have a beer. What are we having today?
I can drink? Go along with a beer anytime. Ultra Gold.
Ultra Gold.
It's all about Ultra Gold. Yeah, we're trying to find a movie that we've both seen. He's been telling me about this movie podcast for a while. So I said, well, let's just figure out one we both have seen. This Adam Sandler one is one that bridges him into adulthood a little bit.
Yeah.
That being said, we just watched a scene where he farted in Hasselhoff's face. So adulthood is that might be reaching, but it's kind of with a message.
Yeah,
we were talking about that before, and he's had several like that since he first started out, and he did Happy Gilmore.
Yeah,
and he did The Waterboy, and he did everything was just slapstick, for lack of a better way to put it. But this one had a message, and this one also had a feel of, as I was remembering it, Memo and I were talking about it, it had a feel of, how would you put it, kind of like It's a Wonderful Life, where he can see his life, how it's going to turn out.
And, right.
You know,
yeah.
Before I was reading a little bit of just going back and you know, refreshing my memory, and people were comparing it also to A Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
with Scrooge, like he's blaming the whole world for everything that has gone wrong in his life, and he's got this magic remote control. In case you're not familiar with it,
right?
For those people that are probably scratching their head trying to figure out what movie it was,
exactly.
But and so he fast forwards stuff, and he clips off chunks of his life.
Yeah. So Click, basically, to give you a quick summary, in case you haven't seen it, of course we're gonna give spoilers because it's a fucking old movie. So if you haven't seen Click, what the fuck have you been doing with your life, you know?
Exactly.
So
go that far, but it is an Adam Sandler movie.
We can talk about it. I mean, basically, like you said, Adam Sandler's character, I think Michael, right? I think it's Michael.
I believe so.
He's
married to some hot actress. Every
as usual,
every
as
single usual. Adam Sandler movie somehow.
That's you know that.
You know he's living his dream.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
he just pairs himself up with somebody that's way out of his range.
Yeah.
You know,
classic Sandler move. You
exactly.
Know?
So it's Kate Beckinsale in this case.
Beautiful actress.
Very much.
In the movie, basically, Adam Sandler's character is kind of tired of his life. At the beginning of the movie, he finds or he is given a remote control that controls the universe, basically.
Yes, I think specifically he was, if I remember, and again, this is going back to 2006.
Man, right.
That's a challenge in and of itself. Maybe with another beer.
Yeah.
His wife is kind of, you know, not happy with him working big hours
true.
And all that kind of stuff. And she drags him over to Bed Bath & Beyond.
That is true. And then that's when we see
he's out loud saying, I want to get a universal remote. I have to replace the remote for the TV.
True.
And then it's the great Christopher Walken.
Fucking
that
hears him.
That's exactly right. And his stuff was said. And you know when he became famous? I'm way older than this dude.
Yeah.
By the way. Yeah. Jim Crichel, by the way, he didn't say my last name. So for those of you that know Brownsville, I mean, I've been in Brownsville for a long time. Anyway.
I mean, you're an administrator for the district, right? For
I
the
school am, district. That's right. And the thing about Walken, he came into prominence after playing all of these deranged characters in here. I'm talking about back when, before you were born, Guillermo, way back when.
Yeah, okay? I think my favorite, if I may pause you real quick, my favorite Joaquin character, or when I first saw him as an actor, was in Batman Returns.
There you go.
And that's a badass fucking villain. And the whole Batman, Michael Keaton, both of Michael Keaton's Batman movies were good, I think. The one with Nicholson and then this one. But anyways, continue about Joaquin.
Well, Joaquin, you didn't see him in comedic roles until he played SNL. Uh-huh. And he played SNL in the 90s. And the very famous skit, and again, they're talking to this young guy here. Uh-huh. The famous skit is the cowbell skit. Got to have more cowbell.
You're not
familiar with it? We're talking about Christopher Walken. It's just a famous skit. Okay. And within that skit, you had people that went on to great stardom. Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
Most notably. And then Will Ferrell is the main comedy force, but only because Will Ferrell plays off of Christopher Walken. You know, I got a fever, and the only cure is more cowbell. that was Walken in his odd delivery of lines, the way that he kind of over the top says thing you're talking about from the Batman villain.
And in Click, honestly, he kind of gives me
he's a creepy guy.
Yeah, he gives me the creeps really bad.
And Sandler knows how to cast people into those roles. And Sandler has his own movie empire.
Yeah.
And if, I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but within his...
He has his own...
Happy Madison, mm-hmm. I think he combines two names of his movies. And so like Joe Dirt, have you ever seen Joe Dirt?
Yeah, Joe Dirt, okay.
That was it. That was Adam Sandler producing that. And mm-hmm. it's all the same characters that come out in Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah. Adam Sandler is good with, you know, picking his cast and everything. He's not just good at picking hot actresses for himself.
Exactly.
He's also good.
Walken comes out in a lot of his movies.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken comes out in a lot of them. And he was in Joe Dirt, played a deranged, insane character, but great stealing scenes, great with the way he delivers lines.
Walken has a talent for playing a creepy guy, you know.
Henry Winkler comes out in that one.
I don't remember.
I'm telling you again. This guy's very young. Henry Winkler, of course, was famous playing the Fonz in Happy Days back in the 70s going into the 80s. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he became part of Adam Sandler's gang of actors.
Yeah.
He comes out with him. Also, Kevin James. Kevin James, and the one where he plays the UFC fighter.
Here Comes the Boom.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
By the way, Henry Winkler's in that one. Yeah. All these guys...
They're part of his team.
Beer? Exactly. Sure. Always. Good stuff. And I would say Julie Kavner has come out as well. Julie Kavner first started, for those of you guys that might be listening to this that are older, started back in the 70s on the Mary Tyler Moore and Rhoda show.
Yeah.
Way back when. And she's very famous. I'm going to test this guy now. Still running now.
Mm-hmm.
The longest running sitcom going right now. And I'll give you another hint. It's animated. So there you go.
Oh. Animated.
Julie Kavner.
Damn, dude. I didn't invite you to test me on my...
Well, you told me to talk about movies.
No, but we're going to talk about
Homer.
Oh, Simpson.
That's right. And she plays the voice of Marge, and she plays the voice of both the sisters of Marge.
Oh, okay.
And she's a talented actress, talented comedian, and she acts a lot in the Adam Sandler things, and she acts a lot with Henry Winkler as well. Sean Astin.
Okay.
Sean Astin came out in a really good Adam Sandler one, the 50 First Dates.
Oh, yeah.
I had to think about it. And Sean Astin became famous, going back again, in the Lord of the Rings movies.
I've never seen any Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's that genre, but it's its own thing.
Yeah, that Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings kind of shit. I've never seen any of those movies.
Oh, and Sean Astin's famous for the movie Rudy.
Oh, okay.
Where he's a little undersized guy, and Rudy, and he scores the last touchdown. Anyway, he kind of plays off that character in 50 First Dates. Excuse me. Can I burp in this thing?
Yeah, you can.
I'm drinking. You can
do whatever you want. It's okay. You can curse, burp.
And I was looking in this also, Jonah Hill, who went on to his own fame in his own right.
I was watching earlier.
He's like graduated from the Sandler films, but he's still, he'll get down and dirty with jokes. There's no doubt about it.
I was watching Moneyball.
Moneyball's fantastic.
He's fucking awesome. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
For that role, Jonah Hill. Anyways,
Rachel Dratch. Yeah. The kind of an odd looking role player from SNL, again from the 90s. A lot of these people started with Adam Sandler in SNL in the 90s, including Chris Rock, who comes out in a lot of his movies as well.
Yeah. Excuse me. Anyway, so going back to
taste of beer.
get in there. So Click. So yeah, I mean, you get the point. I mean, if you haven't seen Click, I mean, I don't know.
You should see it. It's worth the time for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got enough sophomoreish humor.
Yeah.
We were talking earlier and I mentioned it and I did it on purpose. I said, well, there's some scenes in there that would piss off my wife. And I already know her. And I just said, like with the dog and the stuff. Oh my God, she got all triggered on that because she hates that sign, that comic gimmick, let's say, that they show a dog and the dog goes, you know, humping a pillow. She goes, why do they put that there?
It is kind of stupid.
It doesn't bother me.
That's what you get with
Adam Sandler. No matter how good the movie is, there's going to be sophomoreish is the way to put it. Immature crap in there. And then there's nothing wrong with that. That's just you get it with his movies.
Yeah, of course.
You try not to laugh, but like the scene we just watched, remembering where he's set up David Hasselhoff to be like the worst boss in the world.
Oh yeah.
And so he pauses it and like he beats the crap out of his
face. I think Hasselhoff did a good job.
Hasselhoff did a great job
of playing a bad, annoying boss.
Yeah.
As a viewer, I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
But of course, in Sandler's character, for him, he's fucking annoying, you know?
Well, yeah. And in almost all his movies, there's a character. There's at least one character that's like that.
Yeah.
That ends up having to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember the guy's name. It comes out in Happy Gilmore. Comes out in Billy Madison. It's the same character. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
We'll get to it later. So, yeah. Anyways, in Click. So, Adam Sandler's character has a universal remote control. So basically, he pauses and fast forwards and
manipulates
is
to try to make himself happy.
Exactly.
He stops life as it's going, thinking that he can make it his life better.
Right.
If I could just skip this 10 minutes where my wife is chewing me out, exactly, my life will be better. And as you would figure, right?
Yeah.
That's not the way it works out.
Nope.
There is no shortcut. They go, you know, you're going to get chewed out when you deserve to be chewed out.
Yeah.
That it's ever happened to us.
I mean, I'm sure you've been to that one, but you've been married, what, 35 years?
Yeah, I've been married 35 years.
And
that
here
is
correct. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know shit. I mean, I've been married for going on a year, a week from tomorrow. So
we hung out and played tennis together. Me and my wife played against Memo and Anakata. And that was fun.
Yeah.
To hear you guys arguing about this and that, it just made us chuckle because we remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's been a long time we've been together. Christopher McDonald. I had to remember. He comes out as
was bothering you. You had to start.
Yeah,
to.
He comes out as he usually plays what you call the heavy.
Okay.
The role that you love to hate. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he would cast, and Adam Sandler would cast him as the guy is like the perfect, you know, the good looking guy, but he has a personality quality that he's mean.
Right.
He's just mean to his girlfriend, who Adam Sandler is in love with, for example, in the movie The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
You seen that one?
I've seen parts.
Oh, The Wedding Singer is a good one. If you haven't seen that one, that's classic Adam Sandler from beginning to end. You got to put up with, again, a lot of idiotic shit.
There's a lot of,
from Addict Santa, but you, still, there's always a message, and there's a lot that you end up laughing at.
Oh, yeah. You know? So in Click, now that you brought up the message in the movies, you know, one of my actually funnier, or one of my favorite Sandler movies is Funny People. Have you seen Funny People?
Oh, yeah. That's an underrated movie.
That's a good underrated movie.
That's a good call on that one.
So going back to Click now. The message, basically he fucks up his life more by manipulating time.
Yeah,
with
not exactly. Not initially. Initially he's happier.
Uh-huh.
And then with little chunks of his life carved out, some things don't happen the way that they should. And then
we can say it.
It's
so
a movie with a moral.
Yeah. What happens is that he fast forwards too much. Now he can't control it. Now it automatically fast forwards the moments he has been skipping.
And again, I don't know if I mentioned it here. I think I did. Yeah, that's interesting. Commentating with beer at the same time. But it's very, very much like It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
And I say that like you've seen it. Have you seen It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh,
most moviegoers have seen It's a Wonderful Life. Shows every Christmas for the last 70 years or whatever the hell it's been.
But
that's basically the same message. You know, that he wishes his life would have just been different.
And
if
that's
he could cut out these bad things, everything would be awesome. Mm-hmm. But no.
You need them. You need them.
You need them. Everything. Very good.
You need them.
You see how we learn? We learn.
Yeah. You need them to...
It's like tennis.
Yeah. I mean, you need
them. You
have
to learn from the shots that didn't do what you wanted them to do in order to...
Yeah.
Improve your strategy.
I think those moments in life itself, you need them to... At the end of the day, start gaining experience in life. I mean, that's how you become an older person, and that's how you gain wisdom, and that's how you gain like a bunch of things. You know, I still have a lot to learn. Obviously, I'm just 27, but I feel like I think differently compared to when I was maybe like 22,
and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Self-awareness.
Yeah,
a lot of Adam Sandler movies come back to self-awareness. He's not realizing his own, I think, role in the problems that he sees. It's like, if only it would be this and this, everything would be better.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, he realizes it. You know, I'm thinking through in my mind, I'm clicking through the different Sandler movies. We see this one as a message. The message is a little bit more pronounced than other movies.
For sure.
But I think most all of his movies have a very similar message, that he learned something along the way with all of his stupid crap on the as he goes from one.
And it's kind of crazy that and even though Click is a comedy film, Click, I remember watching it as a little boy. I was like 12, 13. And I think that's one of the few movies that literally, like, I think it did make me cry when he's dying.
You know what? I do remember that was I remember that at the end of the movie. That's right. I felt moved to tears. It wasn't just little boy. It was well done.
Yeah,
because he screwed up his life. A lot of spoilers. So,
let's
he screwed up his life.
What happens? How does he tell us how he gets there?
Ask me to remember the specifics. Well, but I can't remember the specifics.
I'll tell you a little bit more. So basically, he's already old,
right?
And his kids are all grown up.
Right.
And he's at the hospital.
That's after he's lost control of the universal remote.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yes.
You know, in
that's
a
exactly
nutshell.
Right.
Yeah.
And then so to make it shorter, he's at the hospital and his son just got married.
Right.
His son just got
Correct.
Married and I think he has like a stroke or a heart attack, something like
right.
that.
Right. Right. Right.
And
right.
He goes to the hospital. He's at the hospital. And then his son goes and visits him at the hospital, like, you know, right after the wedding, right?
Okay.
And his son is like, oh, I'm gonna cancel the honeymoon or whatever, or we're
right.
gonna postpone it. And then he goes like, no, I mean, put your family first.
Right.
And then he leaves his hospital room, Adam Sandler's character, and like it's raining and everything, and he's like trying to reach his son who had just left the hospital,
right?
And then he ends up dying in like outside of the hospital in the middle of a rainy day,
right?
And all his children are there. Mm-hmm. His ex-wife at this point.
She's the ex because of his bad decision.
Uh-huh. And he ends up dying. And it's a really sad moment because, I mean, it's just sad.
But remember, it's an American movie.
Yeah.
So they're going to make it back to a happy ending.
Of course.
One way or another. But yeah, you know, I hadn't even thought of it. I was thinking about all the stuff leading up to it. But yeah, that was a really good job of a penultimate. And that conclusion on that brought it all together. And yeah. So that's why I remember that. Again, you were a kid when you saw it. When I saw it, I was already older.
Mm-hmm.
He's 27. I'm 57, right?
Yeah.
But
you're exactly 30 years old then?
There you go. And I remember people telling me, the ones who had just seen it, like, let's say my nephew's your age.
Right.
You have to see it. It has a great heart, Jim, at the end. They were telling me, you need to check it out. The message is really strong. It's different from his other movies.
Yeah,
that was it. That was it because, like we mentioned, I think he always kind of has that message where he's dopey and he does dumb stuff, uh-huh. but he changes his ways and ends up, you know. But in this case, it takes it all the way up to tragedy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's... I'm going to go again. That goes back to the comparison that I read to A Christmas Story, A Christmas Carol, rather.
Uh-huh.
The one with Ebenezer Scrooge. Because if you think about it, it takes him all, Ebenezer Scrooge is taken all the way to his death.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I want to change. And then he gets his life back. And so, yeah, I mean, that's a very appropriate comparison.
Yeah, and I think
it's like a modern day retelling using the remote control versus stuff from old England.
I think now that I start to think like what other movie made me cry, and I think it's both of the movies that have made me cry. I was a child, so it's this one, Click, and the other one, which is also a great movie, and we've mentioned this movie in past. Beers and Movies episodes, Ladder 49.
Okay.
With Joaquin Phoenix.
Sure.
I remember watching that film at the Dollar Movies with my parents. And when, you know, in Ladder 49, basically Joaquin Phoenix's character dies. And I was just like sitting like, fuck, I want to cry. Like, I didn't want to. And I was trying to hold it. But I was like probably like 11 or 12. And I was like, shit, you know. And that's the other movie that's made me cry.
Well, there you go.
But so
a comedy that has a message,
mm-hmm.
has some heart to it, is interesting throughout. And
overall, think, good.
We mentioned it earlier, and I believe it to be true. I think Sandler's a genius in who he puts around him.
Oh yeah.
You bring in these talented character actors.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned Rachel Dretch. We just saw little bit where she brought out a cheeseburger instead of a hamburger.
And she did it. She does it on purpose.
Yeah.
Without,
because he's being a jerk. You know? And then you just see the comedy in Rachel Dretch. For those of you that don't know, she's a 1990s SNL actor, yeah. as was Sandler.
Yep.
So that's what I was telling.
A lot of good talent.
I was telling my young friend here. He started in SNL in the 90s, and he keeps his friends close.
Dude,
those guys that he worked with, they're there with him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Dretch is an example of that.
And all of those guys.
Chris Rock, who became very, very famous
on his own. And a lot of money.
But no place, you know, the godfather of all of them is Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But he remembers and he brings them in. There's another one, since you're a newly married guy, and I can't remember the name of it. Tough on these podcast things. The name, it was about he... and Chris Rock being the fathers of kids that were getting married, and it came out on Netflix, and it came out maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I watched it, and the best thing about it was the chemistry that Adam Sandler and Chris Rock have, because they've known each other forever. Yeah. They've been friends forever.
That's a big thing. The chemistry that Sandler has with his people is great.
Right. So that's why those guys, they become very how would you put it? You know, they become moguls. They become the king of the genre.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler and Will Ferrell both have their own treehouse of actors that they bring in. And Will Ferrell, in all honesty, Will Ferrell's stuff, I think, even goes more over the top than Adam Sandler.
For sure. Absolutely.
You think of Step Brothers. I mean, that's for another day.
I was just going to say, stuff, just with Step Brothers.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they show the balls and the fucking drum set, you know, for example. That's a way to go over the top.
And Adam Will Sandler, Ferrell does go be that one little extra step that Adam Sandler, since I think Adam Sandler is aware that a lot of young memos are watching with their parents, and he doesn't take it quite that far.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you should be aware with the rating of the movie. I mean, like Step Brothers is rated R, and like all these Sandler movies are for the most part PG-13.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously you're not going to see someone putting their balls in a drum set in a PG-13 movie. But anyway, so like you said, it's an American movie. So, of course, it has a happy ending. Click, going back to Click, right? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, basically, all this is kind of a dream, or he wakes up in the bed of Bed Bath & Beyond, right?
Right, exactly. They throw him back in where it all started. I mean, it was well done. There's just no way around it. And again, my nephews, who would be right around your age, maybe a little bit older than you, they just told me, you have to see it. And then I can see that why, you know, it was entertaining all the way through. Wow, Sandler himself he's already 55. Sure. So, I mean, the thing about Sandler is, and I've seen him since he was a young guy. He was barely maybe 20 years old on SNL, bringing in his guitar and his stupid songs and all that stuff. Like, wow, this guy's going to be something. And turns out he was the week of.
Anyway, that's the movie we were talking about?
Yeah, and that's another one. So you guys might want to take a look at that, because it's Adam Sandler with Chris Rock.
Oh, excuse me.
The week of. Oh, and Steve Buscema, I forgot. That's another one that comes out light. Buscema, he comes out a lot in Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah,
he came out in Grown Ups 1 and 2.
Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, that's Click. I mean, yeah, basically he wakes up and when he goes back home after the trip to Bed Bath & Beyond, he goes to the kitchen and finds the remote and like his kitchen table. And with a note, and I think the note says something along the lines of, I know you're going to do the right thing this time.
Right.
And then what happens is he just throws the remote to the trash.
Right.
And that's pretty much the end of the
movie. And that was Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
If you want a creepy guy,
you gotta
cast. One of your role players, you got to see Christopher Walken. Oh, yeah. And for any of you guys that that like SNL, that are listening, I've given you a lot of different things, you know, little tidbits to listen to.
Today is actually Saturday, so I might even catch something tonight of SNL.
He did a character on SNL called The Continental, Christopher Walken. And if those of you that might be listening that watched it from back then, I mean, he just established himself as a pretty creepy guy, funny with a line.
Yeah,
got to have more cowbell. We'll watch that right now when we sign off, so this guy can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And The Continental was, I'm going to give you that. It's a little bit of Christopher Walken, and he opens the door in his high-rise Manhattan apartment. Uh-huh. Oh, you're here. you never see the girl that he's talking to. Come inside. Like, no, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
I have champagne. And so even from now, you know, I'll call champagne champagne. Because
that's hilarious.
That, yeah, and that was a running character that he would do. And that kind of established him as, again, that's kind of pseudo-stalker almost, you know. Yeah. But that's always what you get out of him. You get a vibe of kind of danger.
Yeah.
And then you hear him deliver a line, it's just silly as hell.
Yep. Anyways, well, that's today's episode, guys. Jim, thank you for coming, man.
Thank you for having me. Yep, thanks for the beers.
Of course. I mean,
I'm Super pretty... Bowl party tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. If Jim has a pretty big house, and he throws amazing parties.
It's going to be good stuff. We're all going to sit and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, guys, well, I don't know when I'm going to record another episode. Because, of course, Eduardo is in San Antonio now.
Other friends.
Yeah, I have other friends that I can invite. But thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Share in your social media if you listen to this episode. Tag us, Beers and Movies 9495 on Instagram, or my personal one, memo_caracheo. And that's basically everywhere. So y'all have a good day. Good night or good morning, depending on what time you're listening to this. And we'll talk to you soon.